So today we are announcing B11529 as a variant of concern named Omicron.
Omicron is a new variant of COVID-19 identified by scientists in South Africa. The World Health Organization categorized it as a variant of concern, and it's been found not only in South Africa, but also Europe, Australia, and Hong Kong. News of Omicron led to a slate of new international travel bans and to tumbling global markets. Joining me now is Dr. Bhakti Hansoti, who is Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine and International Health at Johns Hopkins University and the Bloomberg School of Public Health. Dr. Hansoti, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So response to the news of this new variant was absolutely swift and highly consequential, but was it warranted? Should we, is there something more fundamentally concerning about this variant?
I mean, I think a lot of red flags were raised, and that was appropriate. So kudos to the South African health minister for announcing, for sequencing, identifying, and announcing this worldwide on Thursday. You know, what is challenging here is there's still a lot unknown. And I think many of us have PTSD from the pandemic, right? So this pandemic was a gut check. We were all ready to sail into the holidays, feeling good about our vaccinations. And then we get hit with this news that there's a new variant, but not only that there's a new variant, but this variant has a lot of mutations on the spike protein, and the spike protein is what we're all vaccinated with. So there's a lot of fear that is now circulating.
So what you're describing is exactly my experience of hearing this. I was sitting in a, in my living room with my family for the first time, all of my, you know, parents and in-laws in their 70s and 80s. And, you know, we flip on the NPR, listening to the news, and boom, there is this news about the Omicron variant. And we're all kind of looking at each other like, oh, no. So let's just start with, given that we were all sitting in the room together, it's because we were all vaccinated and boosted. Will those vaccinations and booster shots be enough against Omicron?
Enough is a really challenging benchmark to put in place. So the vaccinations will have some effect. We know that for sure, right? The vaccinations provide you with immunity, give the immune system a kickstart. Now, the challenge here is compared to the Delta, where we know that the vaccinations were 98% effectiveness in preventing hospitalizations. With Omicron, we don't know what level of effectiveness the vaccines will have, but we know that it will have some effectiveness and that we know that it will likely still prevent hospitalization and death, which is the ultimate marker of effectiveness.
So what's the best course of action? Is this back to even more careful masking, distancing, or is there something else?
There's a couple of things. On a health systems, like, you know, global scientific community level, you know, the sequences of the virus have been released. Government scientists, manufacturing pharmaceutical companies around the world are doing two things. One, they are looking to see, get us more information on, are the vaccines going to be effective against this newly mutated virus? And the second is that they're saying, like, okay, well, we've done this once before, we can do it again. Can we now strengthen our vaccines by modifying them in some way to make them more effective? As individuals, we already know the recipe here, right? Like, we have already been doing this for 20 months. We're all experts on how to keep ourselves safe. And so masking, social distancing, when you have Christmas dinner, know who you're having dinner with, right? And what their risks are. Keeping, being mindful of those that have, you know, individuals in their communities or households who have not been able to mount an immune response due to illness or medications that they're taking, or children, those under five are still unvaccinated. And so protecting those members of our society is really key. But, you know, we've done this for 20 months. I think we all know what to do to keep ourselves safe. And we all have a good sense of what our individual risk-benefit profile is.
It's worth noting that this variant emerged on the continent of Africa and that, you know, if you've been kind of following the maps, the African continent remains the least vaccinated, having the least access to vaccines. I'm wondering if there's also kind of a global narrative here about our need to ensure more equitable access to the vaccines that we do have.
Absolutely. So, you know, many media outlets have debated this the last couple of months, right? What do we do? Do we give boosters or, you know, do we promote global vaccine equity? And the answer was always both. The challenges have been the supply chain, you know, the financial implications of vaccine development and delivery. South Africa, you know, a quarter of individuals are fully vaccinated. Many other Southern African countries, that number is much lower. And if we want to decrease the amount of circulating virus, then vaccines is one well-established effective strategy to do that.
Now, we've seen increasing quarantine measures in Europe even before Omicron. So this was really much more about Delta and about the holiday season as we were initially seeing it. And clearly, the very swift measures around international travel bans. I'm wondering, as you're talking about sort of reducing the amount of virus in circulation, if these kinds of quarantine measures are appropriate and if we should expect to see some perhaps, certainly maybe not where we were, you know, a year and a half ago, but perhaps more quarantine measures here in the US as well.
So let's talk about them slightly separately. Quarantine measures, which are measures that are taken when an individual is exposed to COVID or becomes COVID positive, should be maintained and should continue to be maintained throughout the pandemic, not only for COVID, but for future pandemics as well. Quarantine is an effective way for individuals to stop onward transmission of the virus. Regarding travel bans are somewhat problematic. They have huge impacts on families, economies, countries, and especially countries like those in Southern Africa, where the economy is more vulnerable to travel bans and other such measures. They also have limited effectiveness. We are a globalized society, and while we can easily ban air travel, there is also land border crossings, which are much more difficult to control. So that being said, I think the travel bans I've implemented for now have bought us a little bit of time for countries such as the US to get ready, to be able to develop safe and effective testing, contact tracing, and hopefully therapeutic measures against the new variant. However, prolonged travel bans are unlikely to be as effective in the overall landscape of the pandemic.
Dr. Bhakti Hansoti is Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine and International Health at Johns Hopkins University and Bloomberg School of Public Health. As always, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Melissa.